girl.
Hey.
Oh, we just did it at the same time.
I know.
Love that. You really said you're not doing it this time around.
I thought I was, but it just came. It was in sync. We share one brain cell.
Yes, we do.
What's up?
Hey, girl.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I mean, we waited till the ending of the month to say this.
But like, January is always the longest.
Better late than never, girl.
And January feels like the longest month ever.
It actually flew by. Like, it's scary. No, to me, it's scary.
I feel like January has been 6 months.
Christine.
Liz.
I was just sitting on my couch on New Year's Eve.
It's the 26th.
No, it flew. It definitely flew for me. It's a little scary. Like, that's how the rest of the year is going to go. Like, help.
No.
Send help.
I feel like so much has happened in January that, like, New Year's feels, like, so long ago for me. So, that's why I feel like it's longer.
And also, a lot has been going on this month.
Yeah, so much. I haven't even lived in my home.
My girl bought a house. My girl bought a house.
Homeowner. And finally happened.
You started the new year living in that beautiful little house.
With my own kids. My own girl, like, literally giving.
Y'all, she's been a DIY queen.
Yes. I'm really in my homeowner era. And DIY, that's it. Like,
she's about the builder.
Yeah, I'm a girl with tools. So, yeah, I was gonna say, I haven't even been in my house for a month. That's what I'm saying. I feel like I've done so much.
Scary. Because the day that you moved in was
the 22nd of December.
That was the first day? Yeah. When did you guys pop the champagne?
The 22nd. So it's been a month, but like, just made a month.
No. But you slept there for the first time the 31st when we moved or the 30th.
What? I was in there. I slept in
Noche Buena?
Before Noche Buena, I was there. Girl, oh. I signed the paper. I bought the place. We cleaned. I was in there.
You said, I'm out skis.
I'm under.
Skis.
Yeah, I'm out skis, in skis, in my own home. First of all, I sent my life away. So, like, from that day on, I'm living in this house.
For anybody that doesn't know, Christine's home buying process took 3 months.
Yeah, like, it started 3 months. The process started at 3, and the last two were like...
Our girl was homeless for 3 months.
No, literally, it was the craziest time of my life, and now I can laugh about it, but I was so unwell.
Yeah. There's nothing like having your own space, your own routine.
And I've had my own space for going on 7 years, so like, for that to be ripped away from me is what I felt like, because I also didn't expect to not close.
Yeah.
I was going to close in October, so for me to close in December was wild times.
Yeah. Well, like, it's not. It definitely not what we were expecting. No. We were expecting like 3 weeks max. Like,
yeah, no.
You pick the house up. You know, you talk to the bank for a little bit and then done.
Yeah,
sign these paperwork, take my money. No, let's wrap it up.
The best part is that I thought I had time to like move, have my space in have my apartment still, and then have that time where I'm already had clothes and do my renovations, and then, like, you know what I mean? I had all that cushion.
Yeah, that's not what happened.
That's not what happened. But one thing I learned in that season is that, like, let go and let God. It's literally tattooed on me, but I learned it once again, okay? Like a reminder.
And, like, girl, and patience is key.
Oh, the patience that I've learned. I needed to learn that because I feel like I had zero patience. Like,
I mean, you adapted pretty well, but there was dark times. I mean,
there was so many dark times, but again, laugh at those times. We were in better.
Live, laugh, love, girl. Live, laugh, love.
That's my next tattoo. But yeah, what's up with you?
Girl, nothing. I wish there was something new to report, but no, we're vibing. We're vibing.
Vibing, thriving, living, loving.
All of the above.
Loving.
Live, laugh, loving.
Yeah, live, laugh, loving. I'm just like living and laughing. Loving myself. But
DMs are open.
The DMs are wide open. We're back on the prowl.
I love that for you. My DMs are not open, but
no, please.
My ovaries are very much open.
Do not slide in my girl's DM. If you want to slide, you can sign on mine, and then I will refer you elsewhere.
I will be taking baby shower gifts.
And she'll be taking referrals for me. So send them her way. She'll screen them and just see if they're they fit the criteria.
If they're acceptable.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're not swaggy, please keep it moving.
Oh, no. And the swag is something I fall in love with quick. And that's the slippery slope of mine.
Okay, so I guess we can get into it. We still don't know what we're going to name this episode. We're still brainstorming. But Christine put on our little cheat sheet that we carry around here. She put the big dump. So that might stick.
The big dump is so good.
Because honestly, we are long overdue to record. And within the last month and a half, we've read multiple books.
So many books.
Together and apart. Yeah. So when we were discussing it ending of last month, mm-hmm. we're like, okay, maybe we should just
record
one and just big read books yeah. and just be done with it and start fresh.
Yeah, February. Like in total, we read like, I'm so bad at math. 10 books.
She's just counting. She doesn't need to
10
add.
Books between us. No, literally I'm counting.
10 books is good. We read two yeah. together and then the rest.
I went on a rampage because I was really trying so hard to meet my Goodreads goal, which I was
which
one
is what,
book.
12 or 13 this year?
It was, last year was 15.
Oh, shit.
Yeah,
15. And this one this year?
That's a good question. I
tried. No. You're right.
Yeah, because the year before that was 12.
Yeah. So then this year was 15.
Yeah. And I was, this year I put 20.
Woo! Okay, yeah. I don't have a goal. I didn't have a goal for last year either.
Yeah.
I don't think I did, right? No, I had a goal the year before.
Yeah. I was a little trying to be overachiever. I was one book away, but I still feel like I made it. So in the last month, like I started from November, December, binge read, like eating up these books.
Yeah, I apparently had nothing else better to do. And I was reading. She was like stressed. She was
so
stressed
I literally
reading.
Was like, if I'm not driving, I'm bringing my Kindle and I'm reading. Sorry, I'm not entertaining. I'm not going to be an entertainer.
Yeah, you definitely looked... What is it called? Flustered.
Yeah, I was like, God,
and I'm over here reading like, okay.
For joy. And I'm like, I'm getting graded on this. Who's grading it? Myself.
How many books have you done this month?
January. I'm on my second one.
Okay. So you're doing good.
Yeah, I'm doing good. But this always happens.
Crazy. I'm going to throw this in for a loop. But how many books is your 20 books a month?
Two, right? I suck at math.
This is 24.
So like one and a half book a month.
Yeah.
Right? This always math is not my thing. Look, I start off so good, and then there goes a season.
We all do, yeah. And then the holidays come, yeah. And it's a shit show.
The holidays,
our birthday
slump.
Month, our birthday month gets crazy, and then we also have.
Then we pick up again, but yeah, the holiday slump is real, and then you just like forget the time, what month they're in,
which is so annoying because so many good books come out in like the Christmas time.
Yes, and that's what I was trying to do: read books in season, and it's like. I felt like I had to still, I was reading in the book in the past, like, oh, it's a fall book. And
I mean,
like,
the good thing is that today we committed to a love yes. book for February, so hopefully we'll stay on theme.
Yeah, we're going to stay
are
on
reading
theme.
A leprechaun book in March?
Yes. Do they have the luck in the Irish in the book? Because that's still one of my favorite movies.
I've never watched that movie.
What?
I'm also really bad at movies. Like, if
this
you
is a
know
Disney
me, like,
Channel classic.
Liz. Yeah, never have watched Hocus Pocus. I've never seen any of the Harry Potters.
Just really like
Home Alone,
questions about
never
our relationship.
Seen, yeah, never seen any of those movies.
Okay, what about the Olsen Twin movies?
Some of them.
Passport to Paris? Switching
maybe.
Goals?
Maybe.
Ugh.
I know I saw one that she lost her agenda. One of them is a mess. The other one is like super
New York
organized.
Minute?
Sure.
I could be wrong, but it's been a while.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to just really
go through it.
Go through all
we're
our books.
We're going to do these little ratings. Yeah. Okay, what do you want to do? Do you want to do rate and then like spice level?
Yeah. Some are actually, I was spicy. Maybe just one level.
Yeah, I was spicy.
Yeah. Okay, Liz. She read three books and we read two together. Your first one, Twisted Love.
That one was a slow burn for me. Mm. It didn't pick up till like the ending. So I would definitely, out of five, I would give it a two.
Damn, that's rough.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the beginning of the book. It took me forever to get through the beginning of the book. But then the end, it picked up a little bit. But still, it wasn't something that I would recommend.
Mm. Okay. Twisted Game. So is that
that's
part?
The second one. Yeah. That's
okay,
the second
but you hated the first and you went to the second?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they said that it picks up.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
I was like, okay, this one, I'm into it.
Okay.
I'm through half of the book right now.
And, like, we have such a bad track record with sequels or part twos.
Well, the good thing is that this book is based on one of her friends, on one of the character's friends from the first book.
Okay.
From Twisted Love.
And then Hate Notes.
Oh, my God. Amazing.
I've never heard of this book. I heard
it's a smut book.
Oh.
It's a smut book.
Okay, so how was it? It was spicy.
It was, yeah, it was definitely I'd give it a spice level 3.
All right, 3.
Chill the one that we read together, that was a 10 out of 5.
I can't wait to talk about that one.
Yeah.
Okay. For me, Midnight Library. Mm-hmm. I love that book so much. It's been on my list since I want to say like 2020, since the year I bought my Kindle.
But this is a thriller?
No, it's a fiction.
This is the one that she goes back into her past.
Yes. Oh, okay. My god,
I have to add that one to my list. Maybe that'll be okay.
It's a true masterpiece.
I literally had a stroke right now.
She glitched.
Yeah, I glitched.
It wasn't the technology. It was her.
I literally don't know if that was like a burp or I was trying to swallow. I don't know if I needed to sneeze, but
a malfunction.
I definitely have to add that one to my list because it was
a masterpiece.
The way you were raving about it.
Oh, and that one I actually did an audiobook because, you know, I'm a new girly and thanks to Spotify.
She's taking it slow.
Thanks to Spotify now. It's included in our premium membership. So I really was like, oh, I can tandem read. I can read a book. Again, I was on a mission.
Stress.
So I was reading my Kindle and then listening to a book. Midnight Library, couldn't recommend it more. It's truly incredible. Such a strong message behind this book and how they tell it is amazing. Yeah. It's,
so what would you rate it?
If I can rate it a 10, I would. Like, beyond so 5 out of 5. Yeah.
Really? Okay.
I loved it, yeah.
Okay. What about Britney Spears?
Oh, Britney. This book was gut-wrenching for me. I love Britney. She is my favorite. Like, one of my first CDs I ever bought, so I knew I had to, like, read this book.
And everything that's been going on right now.
Yeah, and, like, we've seen her, you know, through her highs and her lows, like in front of the camera, all the screens. So I was glad that she found a way to like put it on paper
and tell her story.
And tell her story.
I feel like
yes.
She's been silenced for so long.
She was silenced like by her own family. It was an amazing, amazing book. And you know, people were saying the only bad things I've heard is like she could have gone deeper. And I'm like, guys, this is already so much for her. Like, she actually didn't even read it. Michelle Williams read it, another book I did audio, because she just couldn't relive it. And I get that. Like, her upbringing, not even her upbringing.
I mean, she's already not all there.
Yeah.
She's not all there, so I can't even imagine.
Her past is traumatic, and it's,
reliving that and rereading it. That's a book that she's just going to have there, de decoración, I did this.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was a healing process for her.
1000%.
But
I'm pretty sure she wrote the book during or after therapy sessions.
Yeah, exactly. It's amazing. I highly recommend. And screw you, Justin Timberlake.
She was literally not having it today at dinner with Justin.
Justin. He's on SNL this weekend and I just can't support him.
Okay. Seven Husbands.
Guys,
I've been raving to her about this book for 2.5 years.
Yeah, no, this has been on my to read list since like the beginning of time. This book is, of course, one of the most hyped book everybody recommends, and it's like, I'm not gonna
lie,
when
book.
I first
like,
started,
one of the best books.
Yeah, when I first started reading, I was like, is this what it is about? I thought it was a big bust of celebrity and tabloids. I'm like, this is lame. Like, it has to be deeper. And of course, it was so deeper.
Chapter 2, you're like, okay, well, now I'm hooked.
This, I feel like I'm worried about any other book I read after because nothing's going to compare.
Nope. It's one of my top reads.
I
think, like, top 3, it's probably maybe number 2.
I didn't expect to love it so much, especially how I felt in the beginning. But, man, what a freaking story.
What an icon.
Icon queen. They're making this into a show or is a movie. It's an FX movie. And they better kill it because the expectations are so high. Like,
I feel like I'm going to be disappointed because the book just was like
the book is
such
something
a moment.
Else. Yeah.
It was such a moment that if they don't get it perfectly down, like if they don't give me a Twilight, like that I can rewatch, I'm going to be pissed.
I felt so many emotions too. I like sobbed at the end of this book. Like literally had to snap a picture, like not me crying in the car.
If you guys follow her, she definitely recorded or snapped the picture. Of the
oh my
guys,
on my way to, no, literally showing up to work, wet eyes because I'm crying over a book. It was incredible. I love
and the twist.
I'm saying Evelyn Hugo is a legend, okay? Like, I wish she existed in real life.
In the beginning of the book, I'm like, why is she writing this girl so yes. hard?
I just knew there had to be some kind of twist and connection. And they, the author, did her thing.
She did do her thing.
A masterpiece, another masterpiece. Loved it.
Yeah, so 100 out of 10.
No, literally is.
100 out of 5. I know we're trying to stick to the 5.
No, but that one is unreal. I'm going to be in a book funk, like, because that, nothing can compare.
It really does make you feel like you're reading, like, what are those books called? When an author writes about themselves.
Memoir.
A memoir.
Yes, it really did.
Because wow, that word was deep in my brain.
It's because she really was, like, writing herself.
I had to ask Christina, I was like, do we think this was based on a true story?
Because I know, like, is she a real person?
Comes off like that.
Yeah.
And the time, like, the time story. Frames. So like how good. She goes through the years, amazing.
No, and the book was spicy.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
It was spicy, and I didn't expect it, especially the parts that it happened. So I'll give it a nice, like, 4 chili peppers, because I was like, okay, Evelyn, you do your thing.
You get it, girl.
Okay, the books we read together
are The Co-Worker,
by Freida McFadden, one of yes. our faves. Love her.
That book was such a freaking roller coaster.
It was. She.
I didn't know who to pin it on.
No.
I didn't know who was behind the murder. Like, I have no words.
Freida's classic psychological thriller, mystery. You don't know what's going on. Her twists are out of control.
They are good.
And this one delivered. The characters were very extreme.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, like, hate them, and you want, like, you're so over them at the same time, but you want to figure out, like, who killed who, what's
and
happening.
And you start rooting for somebody, and then you're like, wait, this person now is seeming so sketch,
yeah.
and then you try to keep writing for them, right. and you're like, wait, no, you're yeah. in such a funk the whole
this
entire
This I can
book.
Definitely see as a good movie.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah, this would be a good movie. Because it's not, like, scary. None of her books are really scary, but the storyline...
No, they're definitely, like, psychological.
Yeah, this storyline is good because... Can't do any spoilers, but the ending, the beach scene, like, I can see that. You know, the water scene, the...
The drama.
The drama.
Like, how did we get all the way here?
Yeah, and I felt like we had to choose this book, not only because it's Freida, but the name, The Co-Worker, you know, it's fitting for us. Like, that's the beginning of our love story, so can never call her a co-worker. But we were just like, we were wondering what it was about. One thing about us, we don't even read the summaries. We're just like...
Which is weird, right? We yeah. always go on Book Talk and whatever, or you see them, like, on Instagram, or Goodreads. And we're like, oh, this person really likes
Great.
It. Yeah, let's just fucking read it.
And I literally start page one not knowing any... Nothing.
I think that we should start doing that this year. Actually reading the back of the book.
Okay,
we did it with our first one.
I was like, yeah, we actually read...
We did it with the first
yeah,
one.
Yeah.
Let's continue that so we know what's going on. Because the first chapter, I'm like, what the fuck are these people
oh, yeah.
getting?
I kind of
like
it.
What is going on?
I kind of like it, but...
Okay, fine. Maybe we won't do that.
We'll mix it up. But
you don't have to twist my arm.
I will recommend this one. I gave this
yes,
one a 4
too.
Out of 5.
Yeah, same.
It was good.
It definitely was a book that I didn't want to put down.
Yeah. No spice. But...
Which, by the way, I think we read it and also listened to it at the same time, right?
This yes.
one? Yes, this is how we found out, guys, that you can, if you have your, well, obviously, your Kindle's synced to your
Audible.
Whatever... chapter you finish or you pause on Audible, when you go to turn on your Kindle, it
syncs,
redirects it. Yeah,
it's the best feature ever. Liz
no.
figured that out. I was like, wow, this is game changer, and this is why I didn't want to do them both at the same time, but that
was
amazing.
So
nice. Yeah,
because
so
I was
nice.
Like, damn, now I have to go home, because I started the book in the car on
the
way to work,
mm-hmm.
and then I listened to it some more on the way back, and then I grabbed my Kindle, and I'm like, oh my god, now I need to fast forward, and when I clicked the book, it redirected me like exactly where I was reading it. I was like, oh, okay, well,
so amazing,
that worked.
No, loved it. So yeah, definitely recommend. The next book
is same time next year
by another fave, Tessa
yeah
Bailey.
Christine did not warn me. She read this I think it was like a couple
I read
days
this in
before.
A day
yeah yeah but
literally
I read it
on
like
New
a couple
Year's,
days after you know?
Yeah, I read it on New Year's Eve, which is funny because it takes place on New Year's Eve of 2023.
Yeah, you don't know. No, they say 2024.
Oh, it was 2024?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember opening the first page on the beach, and I was like, wait, literally something New Year's. I'm like, I am New Year's right now. Like, I was like, this is so fitting. I love
yeah,
this.
Christine did not warn me on the spice level Ooh. Of this book.
It's one thing about Tessa. She's going to bring the spice and the smut. No, babe, we read porn. Oh, so good. This is the smut I needed.
This was just full-blown porn with, like, the backstory.
Yeah, with a love story.
Sure.
Yeah, whatever. It was a love story. It was...
The love story was not highlighted too much.
No, it wasn't.
It started on lust, like, real hard on lust.
It really started on lust, yeah, because... He needed to stay in America because he was on a hockey team and he's
been like bent up on her.
Yeah.
For years.
How nice is it? Good for her that like somebody's just like lusting over you.
This guy was giving me Pisces energy. He was such a baby. And like one of the parts, which guys, I'm sorry if I'm going to spoil it for you guys, but one of the parts where when they're like being intimate mm-hmm. and he's touching her face and like goes into, I love you so much or whatever. I was like, I'd rather die.
She crawls up and is like, wait, I thought I was here for sex, not for love.
No, I'd rather die. Like, what are you doing being all mushy right now? You're dampening the vibe.
It's definitely giving a water sign, not Scorpio. Well, the sex was kind of good, so maybe a Scorpio.
Maybe.
Oh,
maybe, but he wasn't that possessive, so no.
Yeah.
It's definitely a Pisces
or Cancer, but... Ooh. I know. That's water signs.
Ooh, I can definitely see.
Yeah, because he was in love, like, oh my gosh, she said yes to let's get married. Okay, sure. I'm here. No problem. Like,
yeah, and he did want a family and
marriage. Immediately.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I take that back. Hardcore Cancer.
But it was definitely a quick read. Again, I read it in a book because it was just so good.
Yeah, I finished it in three days.
It was a good one. Tessa Bailey doesn't fail for me either.
I'd recommend that if somebody just wants to read like cute, fun, smut book. Yeah,
it's a good storyline. Everything was there for me.
There's no like too much seriousness. No, there's not a lot of seriousness.
Yeah, and it's like, yes, it was pornographic, but it was not so much that like okay, well, apparently I needed it.
Yeah. 100% you did, because I was like, girl, you couldn't send a warning or anything. And I love smut. That's like my favorite genre, but
it's been a while since I read a smutty book, so
yeah. But you didn't prep me for that one.
I told you
it just doesn't look like that. And even when you look at the cover, you're like, okay,
she's under
a
bed,
a cute,
but
like,
it was good. Highly recommend. And
you know what we forgot? We forgot to add this on our list. Never Lie. Did we ever do
No, that was like so long ago.
Okay.
But Never Lie,
that was a 5 out of 5 for me.
Another Frida McFadden.
Twist, turns, roller coaster. Like, I could Never not Lie, get enough of this damn book.
I suggested that. I recommend that book to anybody who needs a book. And like, I just want to get it to
That's
start
a page
reading.
Turner.
I'm like, Never Lie. Yes. Immediately read that now. Like, especially if you're like not into romance and you want something like entertaining that will grasp you.
Which one was the one that we read? Silent Patient. That's what it reminded me of a little
bit. Yes, yeah,
a little bit. Two completely different stories.
Yeah.
But like the
clinical,
same little roller
the therapy.
Coaster.
Yeah. Never Lie was insane. The therapy, I would love to see that in a movie because that twist.
I can still picture the house.
Me too.
How she dresses.
The portrait.
Like, insane.
The attic.
Insane. Also, that attic was out of control.
I read this book part-time at night before going to bed.
Yeah, it was a little creepy.
I was spooky. Okay, I was spooked. I was like, first of all, the attic scene, I was like, who's here with me?
No, I was reading at night when the portrait thing happened. So it was not, yeah. I definitely cut the reading right there.
Oh, that book was so good.
Oh, what a good book.
So
how did
good.
I forget that?
I relive that book all the time. Because I tell you, I tell everybody to read it. Like,
yeah.
And the crazy thing is the way I can remember that book, like the plot, the characters, everything.
The sandwich, the
crackers. Like, oh my god, the foggy glasses.
Yeah.
First of all, like I would never be eating in this house. I mean, she knew it was sus, but I also felt like her fiance was like
an idiot.
No, in on something.
No, he was an idiot.
Couldn't trust nobody. I barely could trust her. I don't know what was her like MO here. Another amazing.
Yes, please read. If you have never read that book, please read it.
Yeah, I prefer that over.
If you get anything from this whole podcast, is read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Tomorrow.
And Never Lie, please.
Yeah. And then I was just telling Liz, I have a hot take about an author. I tried another Lucy Score book, The Christmas Fix, and literally 2 out of 5. Like, barely could finish. Oh, so bad.
I think we're done with her.
I'm done with her. Even though her book, the first book,
Things We Hide from the Light?
Yeah.
Was it?
No, what was the first one? The first one to that one.
Yeah, The Things We Hide from the Light.
Oh, okay, maybe.
No?
Oh, maybe. I can't remember. Her book titles are so long.
They're so cute.
The blue cover with the daisies. Daisy. That was the best book for me. And it actually is becoming a...
Things We Never Got Over.
There you go.
Things We Never Got Over. Yeah, the second one, Things We Had Come to Light, garbage.
Garbage.
Garbage. I read 3 chapters.
We just actually saw that in Barnes & Noble, and I was like, you liar. Yeah. But... Yeah, that's becoming a movie or a show, and like, of course, I'll watch it. But they better cast a hot Knox and Nash. Like, they better be hot.
Knox had me in a chokehold.
Yeah, he's still my vision board.
He just gives me lumberjack daddy vibes.
I know, like
with a name like Knox,
and even like dirt underneath his fingernails that's hot at the same time. Uh-huh. Yeah,
smelling like rust.
Smelling like a man. Okay, so we did pick out our next book.
Yeah, we were at Barnes & Noble's.
Yeah, we had a whole date, and it was so much fun.
I mean, it started off like a...
Oh, because like we saw... Blame it on TikTok. Yeah. We saw a TikTok that, like, they had these Valentine's Day bags, you grab a book and all that. It was like a surprise book inside.
Right? A date with a book? I think that's what it's called.
Of course, ours didn't have it because, one, we live in Florida, and two, we can't have nice things here.
And I live in Pines. So
and, yeah, Pines.
Anything, even if they did have them,
the girls came and got it.
Yeah, they would have swiped
them
the
first day.
They
got it, like, the second day.
Yeah.
Max.
So we went to the little stand that has all the romance books for, I'm assuming, for February.
Yeah, Valentine's
Day. Oh, my God. There was way too much color on all these covers. It was really giving.
It was giving my worst nightmare of pink and red. Especially, I love red, but pink? Oh.
I do love me some pink, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, we chose Yours Truly by Abby Jimenez. Mm-hmm. I have been seeing amazing reviews and saying how this is such a great love story, and I'm always here for a good love story. So I'm very excited.
Yeah, we actually read the summary, and it looks very interesting.
Yeah, we read the summary. Also, we got a paperback. This is the first.
Did.
I haven't read a physical book.
And a bookmark. Just so you guys know.
We have to do it the most. I haven't read a physical book in forever. I mean, before Kindle days.
I'm trying to think of
I want to say like, I got my Kindle in 2020, so it had to be in like 2018, 2019.
I'm trying to remember the last book I read, and I can't even do that.
Yeah. I want to go as like far as Hunger Games. Maybe. Aww. Or like a Mindy book. No, I read a Mindy book in like
and you read,
Mindy Kaling in hardcover.
It Ends With Us.
Hardcover?
You didn't?
No, girl, that was
on your Kindle.
Yeah.
Oh, this is when I was trying to get you to swap over to
audio. No.
Yeah. Yeah, she fought it for a whole fucking year.
Yeah.
For no reason. Just to end up here.
Okay.
Maybe they didn't have that feature back then. I'm going to
You know
I'm
what?
Say
that's what
the
it was.
Feature
I was
for
waiting.
You.
See? Like our stars aligned. I was waiting for the feature.
Look at the Leo and her eating that shit up. She really thinks that
it
they
was
waited for her.
Audible waited for me. They knew that I was going to be its top customer.
Girl, shut up. Shut up.
However, I'm here now. So, yeah, that's what's coming up. This is season 3 for us.
I know.
Oh, and we're officially on.
Yeah, we need to definitely get it together with season 3. Like, season 3 needs to be
No, we heard. This is our year, babe. We're officially on TikTok.
You guys should see her face right now. I'm making her download the TikTok app. We're going to start TikToking.
Ooh, we're definitely going to start TikToking, whether we have the app or not. Maybe. But, yeah, get ready for our content.
If you listen to, I think it was our last episode, that Christine just needs to fight everything for a really long time. I'm right now on year 1.5. We're almost at our 2-year mark, so don't be surprised if you download the TikTok app.
I mean, now I have to because it's part of the pod, but we'll see. We'll see.
You will. You will. We're not going to see. I'll force you.
You will. Literally force is one thing this will force. But yeah, so we can't wait to read our book and...
We're giving ourselves a timeline, right?
Yeah, we're going to...
Lead time?
Yeah, like middle of February. Okay. Probably after Valentine's Day.
Okay, deal.
Yeah, because we have hot dates.
We'll
I'm manifesting my hot date, but Liz actually has one.
Well, I don't know. We're still...
Early days.
Early days. I got shoes. We need to see where we're going to wear the shoes to.
Babe, you already have an outfit.
Not only that, but like hot take. Going on Valentine's Day sucks. Right. It sucks so bad. The food's so bad. The service is so bad. It's all overpriced. And like, I'm really not feeling extra romantic on that day.
Yeah.
I
haven't had a Valentine's in like a legitimate one, like my boyfriend, and woo.
Okay.
But I can pick up a date.
I'll take you out. Babe. For shitty customer service. Overpriced, you know, nasty.
I'm gonna wear a pink dress for you. And you're gonna pick me up at 7:30.
We're just gonna have a horrible night.
Horrible night. We're gonna Applebee's.
Deal. Actually, cute staple. Yeah. That's a good staple. Yeah. Their drink menu has really...
I haven't been to Applebee's in forever.
Oh my god, just like TGI Fridays. I haven't been...
Oh my god, TGI Fridays. That's a poor memory.
It was with Kat and the food was horrible.
I went like in high school. I'm kidding. No, maybe not that long ago, but you know what I mean. Well, anyways, we can't wait.
Stay tuned to hear how that book went. Hopefully we'll take some videos this time around and you'll see us chit-chatting.
Yeah.
On our little mics. Hopefully one of them won't be wonky. We have one that's really fighting for its life. Okay, guys. We love you.
Bye.